Minerva, first name Minerva Hines, H-I-N-Z, 10362. This is a 60-year-old delightful young lady who comes in today for a physical exam. Patient has issues with blood pressure, has had high blood pressure for some time. Her blood pressure is a little bit elevated today, but she says at home it's always well controlled, period. In the paragraph, she also had breast cancer some 7 years ago. They took her right breast off, had mastectomy, and then she had reconstruction surgery. Then she had a tummy tuck and has been very happy. She finished her Arimidex, A-R-A-M-I-D-E-X, and is done with her medication. And has had no recurrence, gets mammogram on a regular basis, period. Maintenance exam, colonoscopy at age 50, mammogram yearly because of breast cancer, medication, metoprolol 50 at bedtime. Blood pressure usually well controlled. It's a little bit elevated today because she's anxious. Medical problems, breast cancer, hypertension, surgery, foot surgery, breast cancer surgery, removal, reconstruction, all 7 years ago. Social, she's married. She's been pregnant 4 times. She has 6 grandkids. Her kids are grown. And this is her second marriage. She's been married 15 years. She works for a plywood, P-L-Y-W-O-O-D company, and is very active. She's on her foot all the time. Review of system. She's had some issues with her abdomen, some gastroesophageal type reflux. She's concerned about her gallbladder. And she's also has had, she had an abnormal EKG today. Showed irregular sinus bradycardia with PACs. And was told at one time that she needs to have her heart checked on a regular basis because of the fact that she had chemo and radiation therapy and she's at a high risk of developing cardiomyopathy and or coronary artery disease. She's having minimal chest pain. She's had some leg pain and leg swelling and arm pain. Off and on, she does a lot of physical labor, and that's most likely what's causing her problem. Nevertheless, that was one of her concerns today. Then pelvic fullness. She still has her ovaries. And she wants to make sure she's not developing ovarian cancer because she did have history of breast cancer. 127 pounds, 99%, 98.1, 16, 62, 169 over 86. Heart positive, positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows AVD, skin shows no rash or mucosa with that reason, logical non-focal. There's some tenderness noted over the epigastric area. Assessment, number one, physical exam completed. Number two, breast cancer. Status post Arimidex, A-R-I-M-I-D-E-X treatment. Next number, has had some suspicious lump in that left breast that they're watching, but there has been no change in the past 7 years. Next number, she gets mammogram regularly. Next number, her colonoscopy is up to date. Next number, because of her abdominal discomfort and the fact that she's been exposed to chemo and radiation, we did an ultrasound of her abdomen. And for the fact that she has a history of breast cancer, we didn't find any gallstones or abnormality in her liver, kidneys, or spleen. Next number, we looked at her heart because of abnormal EKG, hypertension, and the fact that she's had chemotherapy for breast cancer. Her heart echocardiogram was very normal, good ejection fraction noted, no valvular abnormality. Next one is because of hypertension. We also looked at her renal arteries that were within normal limits. Soft tissues shows no evidence of lymphadenopathy in her neck in face of breast cancer. Her thyroid is completely within normal limits. Her bladder looks good with no evidence of no lesions, and findings were discussed with patient. Check blood pressure at home. As long as the blood pressure is staying stable, she's doing well. Next one is abnormal EKG. Repeat EKG again. Get old EKG for comparison. She's not having any symptoms at this time. Next number, mammogram up to date. Next number is colonoscopy is up to date. Next number, physical findings brought to patient's attention. Next number, blood work has been done. Thank you. Footnote, patient does have a cardiologist that she sees on a regular basis regarding her abnormal EKG, and we'll get a copy of that to the patient to take to her cardiologist as well. Thank you.
Ms. King, I'm going to give you a copy.